the Mindful Rancher podcast. I'm your host, Christina Williams. This is a podcast where I combine the world of agriculture and the ideas of life coaching. So if you're looking to up-level your agriculture career or simply want to find a way to enjoy this beautiful industry more, then saddle up. Let's make this happen together. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 123. I'm so glad you are joining me here today. I had an opportunity to attend a group therapy session that was called Horse Wisdom, and so I thought I would share a few little bits of wisdom from that. Now, you know I love trying new things, and I love to have these opportunities to experience something that's totally new and just see what little bits of wisdom I can learn. And often having these different experiences can just allow us to learn what we need at the time. I find so often in the more that I study a lot of these things is like a lot of the basics are very similar to one another. It's just that you need it stated in a different way for it to resonate with you. And so I love to go and do these things and just see what little bit I can learn and see what is now accessible to me that hasn't been accessible to me before. And so this session, all we did is we got together, we talked a little bit about horses, and it was super cool to like learn about their electromagnetic field and how much larger it is than ours and how it allows them to respond to the environment that they're in. Kind of like to think about that with cattle is like their flight zones, like when I move closer to them, how there's sort of certain stage that they will start to move away from me or they'll want to move forward or backwards. It's really cool how we interact with animals and how they interact with their environment. And so often these things like electromagnetic fields and that, they're just to keep them safe, right? They're prey animals, they have to be aware of their surroundings so they don't become dinner. And how, as we have domesticated them, we get to have this opportunity to interact and have these influences around them. And I often think this influence is why we're so drawn to horses, to their beauty, but also just how they can learn and how they can respond to us. And I have to say, I attended a horse sale just the other day, and it is so true that there are so many of us drawn to horses. And then in this session, after talking a bit about horses, we now went out and we were in a horse paddock and we just had an opportunity to kind of sit and observe some horses that were moving in a pretty small paddock around us. And these are my top three observations. One is horses move energy. Number two, they stay in the moment. And number three, they don't tell a story. And they move where they want when they are in a situation where they're allowed. And so let's talk about the three of these. First, let's talk about energy. I find that as humans, we often get stuck. And maybe it's just me, but I get stuck in one energy or another. I'll have something happen at work, and I'll get stuck in worry until the thing is resolved or until I can sort my way through it, at least to some extent. Or say we have a fight with somebody that we know and we're mad for days or weeks. Like we stay in the energy of the fight. Sometimes we'll get scared and we'll keep coming back to that scary experience or playing the what ifs that could happen. Or we get stressed and we all of a sudden end up with an odd back injury because we're carrying in our bodies, we're stuck in the stress cycle. And because we can think over the past and we can imagine up a future, we have this ability to stay in these stories, which keeps us in the energy of them. And horses don't seem to do this. Now, they're not always happy. They're not always calm, but they seem to like move instantaneously through these different states, acting out each one. When they feel that another animal has moved into their space, they will nip at them. Like they'll get angry at things and they'll respond to the anger. And then we can see that they'll come up to us, what seems like they come up to us with curiosity. They'll move out of a pen into a further pen away, or they'll move closer. Like they'll just make those movements. They'll also become very alert when they hear a new sound or if there's a new movement, and then they'll go back down to eating. They also seem to blow air through their noses, and it seems to be this releasing a charge of energy when they're activated. Like after they have kind of an altercation with another horse, they'll kind of blow this air through their noses, and then they'll calm back down. Now, we as humans probably don't want to act out every one of our energy states, but we do want to be able to have methods for moving ourselves through those different energy states and not allowing for ourselves to get stuck in one state or another for a really long period of time. We want to allow all the worry to be part of our lives. We want to allow the curiosity the same way we want to allow joy and happiness. We want to allow movement, anger even. We don't want to stay stuck in any of that state. And often the only thing that is actually a problem is us being stuck. It's not any one of those emotions or those states of energy. So worry, stress, anger, they're all just part of being human, but stuck in any one of them is where we start to hurt ourselves and we start to hurt other people. So how do we channel a little more inner horse and allow ourselves to move through these emotions? It might be through movement. It might be through walks, exercising, that kind of movement of actually moving our bodies. It might be talking. You might need to vent. Be careful who you do that to, but definitely sometimes we need to express. These things need to be said out loud. You might do that in therapy. You might do it in coaching. You might just be talking to a good friend and telling your story. It might be breathing. You might try meditations, box breathing, any kind of even just a focus on the breath. Or we might even investigate the emotion, become really curious about where it feels, what it feels like in our body. Who am I? What does it feel like to be angry? Being me, or what does it feel like to be joyful being me versus what it might be like for somebody else? So we also have tools where we can move through emotions. And I think that just little bit of wisdom that we can get from horses to see them move through the different emotions, we can also try to develop ways that we can also move through emotions. Now let's hop into number two. And that is that they stay in the moment. Now this relates, but it was really neat to see how they shifted and changed moment to moment. There didn't seem a lot of rhyme or reason to it often. They just seemed to move in the moment and just adjust to whatever came. So when we moved into the pen, they responded to us and then they went back to eating. When a new sound came up, their heads would go up, they'd look around, and then they would respond and go back to eating. If they needed to move away, they would do so. If they thought that they were fine and safe, they would just stay there. When they were hungry or wanted water, they would either move towards the food or towards the water. And when they wanted to move into a different pen, they just moved. They seemed to respond to the things that came up, and they didn't seem to have a lot of anticipation of things or trying to prevent things. Like, they didn't try to chase us out of the pen or anything. They just responded to us when we moved into the pen with them. And now we all know that our ability to think ahead can be a huge advantage to us, but where could we spend more time in the present moment? Where is us trying to plan ahead or think ahead or being stuck in the past not serving us, and being in the moment would be much more beneficial to us? And I think about all the things that stress us out. Most of them don't even happen. If I was willing to set some of my stressing time aside and simply start responding to what actually comes, probably have a lot less on my plate because I wouldn't be trying to solve things that don't exist. We can spend a lot of time trying to solve things of the past or trying to solve problems in the future, but we don't really have the potential to actually solve either of those problems. The past is done and the future isn't even happened yet. So we miss out on this experience of being in the moment. And so I want you to look for those moments where you can be just a little bit more horse-like in solving problems of the moment, instead of trying to be in the past, instead of trying to be in the future, but actually just be in the moment. And I find often when I feel like I have these really big problems in life, if I will come back to that present moment and be in the moment, then I actually don't have very many problems. I don't have very many problems that are solvable in this exact second. And so this exact second can be very, very enjoyable if I pull myself out of the past and out of the future and just stay right here. And if you think about that, I don't have to know what next week's episode is all about right now. I don't have to be worrying about that. I only have to worry about what I'm saying to you guys right now. And it can really simplify things. And so there's just times where we need to just spend a little less time in either the past or the future, depending on which is your choice, and just coming back into the present moment and enjoying, like, really the nice spring weather that we have right now, the interactions that we might be having with our family at the moment, the opportunities that we have right here, right now, and just feel the sunshine on your face and take that moment to be here now. And then the very last one, that they don't tell stories. Now, I guess I really don't know what a horse thinks, but they don't seem to tell stories the way that we do. And it was just really neat in this therapy session that I was in. We were all sitting out there in the horse pen, and we had these four horses milling around us, eating in front of us. And all of a sudden, two of them raised their heads and took off to the other pen. And the other two also raised their heads, watched them go, and then came back to eating in front of us. And now this was just really neat to watch my own brain come up with so many stories about what has happened. We are here. Like, the whole point of it was to sit and observe horses, and now two of them are just gone. And a possibility that the other two could have gone as well. And so you start thinking that you've done something wrong, or that we were somehow annoying them, and what would it mean if all of them left? And the truth is, like, we are all really good storytellers and meaning makers, but horses don't seem to do this. They don't seem to have to obey social protocols and staying and interacting with your visitors. They just seem to be able to be in the moment. And when they have the freedom, like, yes, definitely when we're riding them, they don't have the freedom to do this. But in moments like this, when they have the freedom to do what they want to do, it's very interesting to watch them and see how they interact and how they choose different things. And sometimes it's to be really close and curious with you. And other times it's to be far away from you, in the other pen, preferably. And I think sometimes we need to channel that a little bit in ourselves and let go of some of our stories and some of our meaning makings, and just let the people and the animals around us move in the world in the way that they want to. If they want to stay and interact with us, we can allow it. If we want to stay and interact with them, we can do it. And if they don't, or if we don't, then we can move away and not. And it doesn't require a big explanation or a story or beating ourselves up after of what we should have done, but just moments that we can just move in the world in the way that you feel is right for you, and not in the way that you feel you should. It's that difference of not having to obey all the rules, but just be able to do as you feel is the very best for you. Our stories are so fascinating, and we will keep making them up, and that's probably a great thing that we do. But we also can give that space where we don't have to believe every story we make up, and we don't have to necessarily be confined to what those stories are. So just take some time and consider these things. What are the stories that we can just kind of let go? It's fine that we tell them. It's fine that we make them up, but what are the ones that we can just let go and allow ourselves to start interacting in the world as we feel we should? And so just consider this horse wisdom this week, moving through your emotions, staying in the moment, and observing your story. It'll be fun. Have a wonderful week. For listening, my friends, if you enjoy this episode, please leave me a rating and review wherever you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more weekly episodes and coaching offers and opportunities.